flame up again, we're going to hear from you guys in a mini segment we like to call Community Talks. So if you leave us a comment, send us an ask, maybe reply on Twitter, we're going to read some of that stuff on air so everyone can hear what you thought about the episode and if you had anything you wanted to add.
So one of the comments this week that really made us proud, I'm just going to say it, it made us proud, was when Ashes recognized that it sounded like a local news program, but the neighborhood is Stony. Because, like, that's exactly that's what we were going for.
that's the tone. And we hope we can keep that tone going throughout the show. So if that's the kind of thing you're looking for, if it's fun for us to do it that way.
Yeah, like a local news, but the neighborhood is Stony and there will be porn.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't say cock on the local news.
And yet here it will flow freely.
Here we are, cocks everywhere.
Cocks a go-go.
I wish. this is our first kink episode, so let's lean in.
Yeah, might as well.
We had several lovely comments on the website, but another one that stuck out was from Fried Chickenisha, who said, I'm loving this. I'm sure I've read almost all the fic mentioned in this episode, but you can be sure that I'm going to be going on to read them all again. And I love that because as much as we, Flame and I, love digging into the thought stuff and analyzing things and the interviews and everything, it's super wonderful to look at those show notes and know that people are clicking those links and going to AO3 and not just finding new stuff, but rereading stuff that they already knew they loved just because we brought it up again.
Yeah, that's amazing. I'll tell you though, my favorite comments I ever get are the ones that say, I'm rereading this because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm worth your time twice.
Right. There's nothing better. It's like you already have the whole story in your head. You know what happens and you still want to go back and read it. One of the biggest compliments you can get as a writer.
Absolutely. It wasn't just delightfully on the website that we got, but we also got some really kind things on Twitter. After we posted the first episode, at ILoveYou3000, which is obviously the best Tumblr, the best Twitter handle ever, said that this was so interesting and fun to listen to. Love how much work you guys are putting into this. Thank you.
Thank you
for also recognizing how much work we're putting in. Thanks so much.
It doesn't feel like work because it's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm largely joking, but we're having the time of our lives if you haven't seen us flailing all over the place already. And then also at That's My Secret said, listening to the inaugural ep of Pot on the Suit, and Saber CMC gives a great interview. Super engaging, interesting, and full of insights into fandom and fic. So Saber, shout out specifically to you, Mrs.
Our first interview, and she nailed it. It was wonderful.
Absolutely knocked it out of the
park. Everybody had wonderful things to say about that as well. Oh, and didn't you get a sweet ask on your Tumblr as well?
Oh my gosh. I screenshotted this thing so fast, I think my phone cracked. Really, really lovely. It's Dear Flame and Ferret, I was having a truly awful day today, but I downloaded the podcast and listened to the first half whilst driving around. Pause. I love the use of the word whilst. Great job.
Yeah, very good.
And I just wanted to say how much it lifted my mood. I joined POTS a little while ago and have been too overwhelmed to introduce myself. And listening to you speak gave me the most lovely impression of you, the server, fandom, and just warmed my whole day.
Oh, that's so nice.
So I replied, Anon, but if you haven't seen it, please come and say hi on either POTS or in our server. We know that Discord can be super intimidating, like we said in the first episode, but we would love to get to know you, and thank you, avatar to avatar.
Yeah, and I've seen people coming into the server since the episode, and other servers as well that I'm in, and the response has been so positive from the people who are already there, just trying to welcome people and get them involved. So I think that, you know, hopefully we sort of hit it on two fronts, that, you know, we can remind the people who are already there and having a great time that it's really scary to be the new person, but also encourage the new person that it doesn't take very long before you're not the new person anymore.
I saw somebody on our server today and I was really excited. Or maybe it was even POTS, I can't remember, but somebody said, oh, this sounds like an inside joke I'm not on the inside of. And somebody just really quickly was like, here's what it is. And now you're on the inside.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of Discord.
Just ask. And, you know, people love to talk about the wacky history of their group of people that they love. Mm-hmm, and the other thing about that ask that I love is that we said in the first episode that as long as with our writing, we were talking about our writing, that if we made one person's day, it was totally worth it. And to know that someone was having a bad day and then just listening to the podcast made their day a little bit better, that's 100% makes whatever time and effort we put into this totally worth it.
Absolutely. When I said I cried in the reply, I did. I really, really did. It was very touching. And just a thank you for taking the time to tell us that you are appreciating this. We, as authors, don't always get the opportunity to say thank you to comments for a whole lot of reasons. So here, Farrah and I say thank you, all of you, for listening so far, for giving us a go on this weird and wonderful experiment, and then for being so enthusiastic and with your comments and your praise. It's been delightfully overwhelming.
Really wonderful. It feels great to know that people are enjoying it. If you want to be read on air, or you just want to send us love, there are so many different ways you can do it. But additionally, we're starting to get into some meaty stuff on this episode and future episodes. So we want to hear what you think about that too. Do you have an opinion on BDSM AU versus ABO AU? Hit us up, let us know. We have so many secrets as well, which I'll explain in a minute. But you can leave comments, you can hit up our social media, you can just email us, podonthesuit@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you. And while we're on the topic of the website where you can leave those comments, I also wanted to give you a little bit of a rundown how we've set up these episode posts so you can navigate them to the best of your ability. You'll always see our cover artist at the top. And if you'd like to be a cover artist for an episode, we would love to hear from you. We have a form on our website. It's very easy to fill out. It just helps us keep organized. Where you can let us know. You don't have to make a special piece for the episode. You can pick one of your own pieces or just send us your portfolio and we'll pick one of your pieces. And just let us know that you'd like to be a cover artist. We will link the specific art post, we'll link to your portfolio, and we'll link to any other, you've got a coffee or commission information, or Patreon, we'll add that as well. So we would love, love, love to showcase the amazing artists. Hard to do on air, so we're doing it this way. Then you'll see the full episode, and underneath it, we've gone ahead and tagged sort of broadly what is covered in the episode. But if you want more specifics, if you scroll down past the show notes, you'll see each segment has a little bit of those italicized tags underneath. And that's our attempt to give you an idea of what you're going to listen to. We don't want anyone to listen to something that they don't want to listen to, and we've divided it up into segments to give you the freedom to skip certain parts, to listen to certain parts, to listen to things out of order. And also some people may have limited space on their phone to download things or limited time. And it gives you some nice clear breaking points. You'll be able to see how long each segment is, and they all start with music and end with music. So you have a nice bookend there. But the tags should also give you an idea of what you're getting into. If there's a topic you're not comfortable with, you can skip it. We will not be tagging safe for work and not safe for work because we do feel that the whole podcast should be considered not safe for work, as in you should not have it blasting on your speakers in an office with other people. We might say cock. But we will tag the segments as sexually explicit if they go beyond basically some dirty language. So if you're not comfortable with discussing deeper sexual content or sexually explicit language, going into details about sexual scenes in fics or sex itself, we will tag those episodes with that. So you'll be able to either skip them or listen to them when you're not on the bus and everyone won't see you blushing.
And if you do work in an office where you could actually play it really loudly, could you let us know? Because we'd really love to hear about your work life.
I would love to know that. I work alone, so I can easily listen to it on my headphones, but yeah, I want to hear about the office that listens to this podcast as a group.
Please, please tell us stories.
While we're on the topic of hearing from you, we also have a new feature on our website that we're hoping you guys are going to like. We've called it Stony Secret. If you go to our participate tab at podonthesuit.com and you look at the bottom, there's a form there called Stony Secret. These are anonymous messages that you want to submit specifically with the intention of us reading them on air. We can't promise we're going to read everything, but we're going to filter through them and pick the ones that we think are going to work best. You can submit a secret, a confession, a love note for someone else in fandom. Maybe you're a secret admirer and you want to send a little affection, or pretty much anything else you can think of. We're going to read them during these mini segments at the end of the episode or during community talks. All we ask is that you please stay positive. This isn't a place to rant, call anyone out, spill the tea, or spread some salt around. As always, ship character, kink bashing, and shaming will not be tolerated, nor will any personal attacks against any real human being, either in this fandom or without. So please don't send us messages about how much you hate a certain actress or how somebody in a ship made you upset. That's not what they're for. We want to spread a little anonymous positivity. Maybe hear some confessions from you guys. Things like, why don't you tell us the silliest place you've gotten caught reading fan fiction, or the weirdest thing you searched on Google so that you could write a story, or maybe the last place you read porn and nobody knew that's what you were doing. Go to our website, click on participate, go to the bottom, click Stony Secret, and tell us your secrets. One of the best things about fandom is that there's so much of it, and that's also one of the worst things. So we thought we'd help narrow down some recommendations for art and podfic and fic and fan vids on the specific topics we'll be covering on the pod.
I don't know about you all, but sometimes when I'm trying to find a new fic to read, I feel like I'm diving into this vast ocean of AO3 and I will never surface with the thing that I really want.
And especially for new folks like me, sorting by kudos isn't always the most helpful because our fandom has been around forever. And kudos could be there because it's old, or because it's good, or because it's both, or because it's neither.
So it hit a trend in a moment.
Yeah, like before I showed up, everybody seemed to be super into coffee shop AUs. That's great. There's a lot of kudos on those. So in a way that we're not reading them right now.
There's been a lull.
A lull, which is kind of sad because I actually really, really love them. So anyone wants to write me a coffee shop AU, you just let me know.
Yeah, same here. But there are trends. It comes and goes. There's fads. It's. I wish somebody would do some statistical analysis on that. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. Oh, the way that tropes come and go is utterly fascinating.
There's a thesis there. Someone out there is looking for their PhD and I just gave it to you.
You are welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, universe. So one of the ways that we would like to serve the fandom in this way, and not just Stony, but the Steve and Tony bicycle fandoms, is to create topic-specific recommendation lists that will be collated on our Discord server in collaboration with whatever a topic is that we're covering on the pod. So for instance, this week we were talking to Ashes and Ferret about BDSM, and so we solicited recommendations on the Discord server for BDSM fan works of all sorts of any Steve or Tony ship, including Polly for sure. So there were fan vids that we asked for. We asked for podfics. We asked for fanfic. We asked for art. And then lovely Marie, our incredible mod Marie, has come in and collated it into a spreadsheet that we'll link in the show notes on the website, so that you can find kind of this collated, hey, you like this particular topic, you like this particular trope, you like this particular kink, start here.
And if you're someone who likes to share recs, maybe you're great at keeping bookmarks, you've got lists at home sort of by topic, please join our server and be one of those people that contributes to the list.
Yes, because there are other people like me and Ferret who go, oh, we really like fanfic, and then we forget to bookmark things.
Hashtag goldfish.
And I'm trying to create a system to be a little bit better because I like do love things that I read. And then I'm like, I become that person in a bookstore that's like, it had a red cover. So yeah. We are desperately relying on the rest of you to help us help the rest of fandom in a way.
Definitely. And if you, especially if you find some hidden gems, maybe further down on the kudos list, on the hits list, maybe something new that kind of got buried or part of an event where it was a big event and a lot of stuff got posted at once. It's always hard to get attention on event fix. These are fics that we want you to share because maybe they missed their shot to have that attention on them. And this is the perfect time to showcase them.
Absolutely. So the rec list that's going with the episodes is a Steve and Tony bicycle experience, which means any person with either Steve or Tony in a pairing.
You can also rec genfix that features Steve and Tony as main characters.
Correct. However, we are also collating a master recommendation fan fiction list for Stony exclusively.
This is going to be an ongoing, always open project, and you can contribute to it by filling out the form on our website, podonthesuit.com, and submitting the information about that fic. It'll then appear on the public spreadsheet that everybody can access, and there are filter and view options available there, so you can sort it down to the specific type of Stony works you're looking for.
It's taking the availability on AO3, but also kind of subverting it just a little bit so that maybe we can continue to highlight some really, really great works of all ships, but particularly for ours in this way, in the Stony ship, that, like Ferret said, fly under the radar for any number of reasons. It's a really active ship and has been for a really long time. There's tons of events all the time, as you guys are learning, if you don't know already, from our lovely events forecast with Marie. And so it's real easy to get lost, and we don't want that to happen. So we're doing everything we can to make sure that really good Stony fic gets the attention it deserves.
AO3, you can filter a lot of different ways, but this particular filter is through actual people who are engaging with these stories. So it gives you a little bit of a different perspective when you're trying to sort these massive, massive results and get something that's going to suit you.
And one of the things that's the option on the Stony Master Rec List is for people to tell us why they're recommending it. And I'll be honest, that's actually one of my favorite things about reading other people's bookmarks sometimes.
Yeah, that can be really fun.
The people that are like, listen, this thing, it just made me feel things, and I love how they craft this. And if you are somebody who reads like in books and things, and you're part of book clubs, like that's the beauty of that. And we don't have that as much in fandom. So we're trying to create that space as well, is this ability to kind of gush and say, I really loved it for this reason. Please, please, you must read this fic.
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to put a sticky note on one of the fics on AO3, so when people scroll by, they see your little neon scribble, please read this. This is your chance to do that. And we're super grateful to everybody who's contributed to it so far and all the people who are going to continue to contribute to it. We can't wait to see what you guys turn up. I'm sure a lot of the features for our segment called The Plug, where we do more of an in-depth review on a particular work, a lot of those works are going to come from that list, I'm sure.
Hi, fandom. Murray here to tell you all about what goes on challenge-wise in a Marvel fandom near you in our event forecast. A little note before I start with the current events, you'll be able to find everything I mention in this forecast linked and explained in the show notes of each episode over on podonthesuit.com. All right, so now for the fun stuff. From March the 29th to April the 4th, you are invited to celebrate Sam and Steve for the Sam Steve anniversary week of their first joint screen time in Civil War. It is a prompt-based event like any other ship week. The Polyship Bingo is opening a new phase of signups for the current round as well, so if you ship our boys with a third, a fourth, or an endless string of polycules, be that with Bucky or Nat or even Gamora, this is the bingo for you. The signups for the third round of the Bucky Barnes Bingo are also ongoing and will be so until March the 31st, with cards going out between April the 1st and April the 5th. Another exciting event that comes year-round in writer communities at large is Camp NaNoWriMo, which takes place during the whole of April and is an occasion for everyone to stretch themselves a bit with less pressure than with November's NaNoWriMo, since you get to set your own word count goal during camps. The brag bucket of the pod server is right around the corner as well, since it will happen next weekend. So again, if you're a member of the server, get ready to throw some love at yourself for a change. And if you aren't, there's still plenty of time to join. As a reminder, the following events accept signups or fills for the entire duration of their rounds, or close to. That is to say, the MCU King Bingo, the Cap Iron Man Bingo and Common Bingo, the Cap Iron Man King Meme, and the Tony Stark Bingo. All relevant info can be found on their respective blogs, which you'll find linked in the show notes of our first episode. This has been your events forecast. I'll see you next episode, and happy shipping.
Thanks, Marie. And that's a wrap on episode 2.
Thanks again to Ashes for the great conversation and to Pudding Pong for the art.
Thanks to everyone on the podcast Discord for helping with the rec list.
And thanks again to Marie for putting together the rec list for the events forecast, and to the rest of the podcast team for basically being themselves.
And thanks to you for listening. And we'll catch you next time for episode 3.